Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I should be reading to you from the News and Observer's list of restaurant reviews. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Before we get started, just a reminder of the ratings. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars excellent, 3 stars above average, 2 stars average, and 1 star fair. And the first review we're going to read is for Shuckum Shack, and they're located at 1177 Timber Drive East, and that's at the White Oak Crossing Shopping Center in Garner. Their phone number is 772-7035, and they received 2 stars. Phil Banks is crazy about oysters. The Garner native owns a vacation home with his wife, Erica, at Carolina Beach, where the couple have been such loyal customers at Shuckum Shack Oyster Bar that they've become friends with the owners. Banks realized a longtime dream when he opened Shuckum Shack in his hometown. With his favorite beach haunt as inspiration, he transformed the strip mall location into an authentically rustic oyster bar with a screen door entrance, lighting fashioned from inverted oyster buckets, and rolls of paper towels on tabletops laminated with tide tables and snapshots of fishermen with their catch. He stocked the coolers with Gulf Coast oysters and opened the doors in December 2009. The timing couldn't have been worse. 4 months later, the Gulf oil spill decimated the oyster harvest, choking off a major source of seafood restaurants and driving the price of oysters from the East Coast and elsewhere through the roof. Some restaurants responded by temporarily removing oysters from their menus, while upscale establishments simply raised their prices accordingly. For a new oyster bar trying to build a reputation based on the casual and affordable shack model, neither was an option. Oysters is what we're about, says Banks, though the menu does offer alternatives, including burgers, peel-and-eat shrimp, and a modest selection of fried seafood. To solve his problem, he turned to less expensive clustered oysters from Stump Sound. Because their shells are joined in clumps, clustered oysters are notoriously difficult to clean. And, as it turns out, many of them were muddy. Needless to say, these oysters did not earn Shuckum Shack the reputation Banks was hoping for. The restaurant was able to muddle through, though, I suspect largely on the strength of the restaurant's escapist charm, as well as the popularity of its hometown owner, who clearly knows many customers by name. Eventually, the oyster shortage eased up somewhat. By the time I was able to stop in a few weeks ago, the restaurant was serving fresh oysters from Apalachicola, Florida, and I'm happy to report that, without exception, they were plump and clean. Raw or steamed, their price is a reasonable $11.99 a dozen. Shuck 'em yourself, and steamed oysters are only $13.99 a half peck, $24.99 a peck. At least that's the theory. In reality, you may wind up shucking the oysters yourself regardless. The waitstaff shuckers are friendly and eager to please, but the dining room was understaffed both times I visited. As a result, I wound up shucking the dozen shuck myself, though to be fair, our server did apologize. Raw oysters were served on the half shell as promised, but they hadn't been separated from the shell. Of the other dishes I've sampled, Old Bay dusted peel-and-eat shrimp are the best of a mostly average lot. That goes for the fried seafood offering, which includes the usual suspects of flounder, oyster, scallop, shrimp, and clam strips. The house specialty shack shrimp, which serves up fried popcorn shrimp lightly tossed in a moderately spicy orange sauce, is a refreshing change of pace. Hush puppies are not bad for a commercial product, though the southerner in me cringes at paying $1.99 for a dozen. In comparison, the conch fritters, big as golf balls and generously laden with bits of the chewy tender critters, are a bargain at $7.99 for 5. The best bet on the appetizer list, though, is Oysters Rockefeller, reminding you that oysters are indeed what Shuckum Shack is all about. If your sweet tooth is aching for a taste of the shore, funnel cake fries, crisp and authentically greasy, drizzled with chocolate syrup and sprinkled with powdered sugar, will transport you to the boardwalk in a trice. True to the Oyster Shack tradition, Shuckum Shack is a compact eatery, seating only 48 at 7 tables and the bar. Come warm weather, you can dine on the patio, where with a little imagination, you can summon up a suitably beachy feel. If you really want to get in the mood, you might even play a game of cornhole between courses. Shuckum Shack again received 2 stars, located at 1177 Timber Drive East, and that's at the White Oak Crossing Shopping Center in Garner. And their phone number is 772-7035. The next restaurant we're going to review is called Yuri, and Yuri is located at 1361 Kildare Farm Road, and that's in Cary. Their phone number is 481-0068, and they received 3.5 stars. Sushi bar veterans are accustomed to being courted by house specialty rolls and other raw fish creations with fanciful names. They try to seduce sex on the beach roll, captivate with exotic images, fire dragon roll, or even flatter with references to home turf, Cary Parkway roll. Anything to distinguish their offerings in an increasingly crowded field. Yuri, which opened in June in Cary, is no exception. In fact, you'll find the 3 aforementioned rolls among the 37 on Yuri's extensive and varied list. And that's not counting the 19 rolls listed in separate sections dedicated to deep-fried rolls, dynamite rolls, or rolls without rice, where you'll find the dieters come on, the Dr. Atkins roll. Sushi chef Edward Sun has a few more tricks up his sleeve, too. One in particular, listed under the heading of Chef Special, is sure to get the attention of the most jaded palate, monkey brain. Relax, we're not talking about breaking any dietary taboos. Monkey brain, which features half an avocado, lightly deep-fried and filled with crab meat and spicy tuna, is named for its appearance. It's a signature dish the chef brought from California, where he wielded a sushi knife for some 20 years before moving to the Triangle with his father, Thomas, himself a veteran restaurateur, to open Yuri. The dish is entirely primate-free, and it's thoroughly delightful. So is the butterfly roll, an artful composition of salmon-wrapped crab meat, translucent lemon slices, and a rainbow of sauces, whose resemblance to its namesake is as whimsical as the monkey brain's is startling. The aptly named Ahi Tower, a stacked cylinder of tuna, crab meat, avocado, and 3 kinds of caviar on a foundation of vinegared rice, is another refreshing change of pace from the usual specialty roll presentation. And the extravagant lobster dynamite should find fans even among those for whom the term dynamite has long since lost its explosive power. For all his showmanship, Sun shines brightest with the classic sushi and sashimi that are the hallmark of an excellent sushi chef. He starts with a superior quality fish, even for sushi bar staples, salmon from Scotland, for instance, and big-eye tuna from Hawaii. Thanks to his long-standing connections with suppliers, he's often able to procure local rarities such as fresh sea urchin, giant clams, and exquisitely sweet live scallops. Sun's knife work is sure, his cuts generous, and served at the proper temperature on expertly vinegared rice. Surprisingly, prices are on par with what you'll find elsewhere, with most nigiri sushi going for $4 to $5 a pair. I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for any buy one get one free offers, though. You get for what you pay for, after all. Execution in the kitchen doesn't always measure up to the high standards of the sushi bar, but it's nonetheless solid for the most part. New Zealand green lip mussels, broiled on the half shell under a Masago spangled blanket of Japanese mayonnaise, are a winning starter option. So are exceptionally delicate shrimp, sima. Tempuras are reliably light and crisp, though you're apt to come across the occasional overcooked broccoli florette. You'll probably be willing to overlook that flaw if your tempura is part of an order of tempura udon, where the deep-fried goodies are served alongside a bowl of thick noodles, fish cake, and shiitakes in a light briny broth. Beef teriyaki, on the other hand, is a mixed bag. The dish is attractively served in a cast iron pot that keeps its contents petal-thin slices of beef, poached egg, bok choy, and other vegetables in a slightly sweet, umami-rich broth hot. But because it's prepared in the kitchen, the beef tends to be overcooked by the time it's served. And of course, you miss out on the communal fondue experience of traditional sukiyaki. Still, taken as a whole, Yuri ranks among the better Japanese restaurants in the area. The classically serene Japanese setting is warmly inviting, as is the attentive, eager-to-please waitstaff. Little touches at every turn, wasabi molded into a leaf shape, an exceptional selection of Japanese beers and sakes, add sparkle. It all adds up to a most enjoyable experience with comfort and excitement in equilibrium, just what you expect from a restaurant that offers monkey brain and butterfly roll on the same menu. Again, Yuri received 3.5 stars, and they're located at 1361 Kildare Farm Road, and that's in Cary. And again, their phone number is 481-0068. The next restaurant review we're going to read is for a restaurant called One, and they are located at 100 Meadowmont Village Circle, and that's in Chapel Hill. And their phone number is 537-8207, and they received 4 stars. When Shane Ingram came to the Triangle a little over a decade ago, he brought a resume that included work in internationally renowned restaurants, Charlie Trotta's in Chicago, Emeril's in New Orleans, and the Inn at Little Washington in Virginia. He opened Four Square in a restored Victorian mansion in 1999, and the Durham restaurant quickly earned a reputation as a premier fine dining destination. Four Square remains a bastion of elegance, though Ingram's innovative menu has always shown hints of a wild side. With the July opening of One in Chapel Hill, Ingram opens the cage, throws away the key, and lets his wild side run free. The completely open theater kitchen provides a culinary show for everyone in this sleekly stylish dining room. Patrons in the adjoining wine lounge can watch the action on a closed-circuit screen as they pursue their options on an iPad that sorts the extensive wine list by color, flavor profile, and country of origin. The iPads are not just a gimmick. They function as an electronic sommelier, suggesting pairings for every dish on the menu. Look up the letters D and F that follow a listing of squid ink, tagliatelle with little neck clams, for instance, and you'll see that they correspond to the iPad's medium weight whites and lighter, easy drinking reds. With 24 options in those two categories alone, one in each category available by the glass, One more than lives up to its one place for food and wine motto. But to call One a wine bar would oversimplify. Small plates represent only a handful of listings on the menu, which includes large plates, brick oven pizzas, and other fare for traditional multi-course meals. And while the menu is printed on old-fashioned paper, exploring Ingram's seasonally evolving offering is as every bit enjoyable as playing with the iPad. Current options range from beer-steamed mussels with fries to stewed tomato farro linguine with braised duck. Rock shrimp and pork belly croutons with marinated eggplant and cannoli beans is a well-conceived dish that is as rewarding as it is playful. You can still score a bowl of curried blue crab soup, a lemongrass-sparked coconut elixir generously garnished with nuggets of sweet crab meat that's a breath of tropical breeze on a chilly winter night. If you find yourself pining for the grilled North Carolina trout that got away in a recent menu change, you'll find solace in the herb-rubbed red snapper that took its place. It's served with lyonnaise potatoes, fall garden vegetables, and a roasted tomato clam vinaigrette. Or you could head ashore, where the rewards include a red wine-braised beef short rib with a bacon, beet, and turnip hash, and a juniper berry-cured grilled duck breast with an orange, ginger, and carrot puree. The mixed media presentation of food and drink offerings also includes an oral recitation of nightly specials. It pays to listen. A recent special featuring a venison ravioli showered with shaved white truffles was the most memorable dish I've had recently. If the savory fare at One is playfully inventive, desserts are downright giddy. The kitchen frequently dabbles in molecular gastronomy to produce fetching temptations, such as milk chocolate caramel tart with a foamy peanut elixir and plum brown butter financier with late harvest Riesling ice cream. Ingram's kitchen staff has quickly gotten up to speed, though there are occasional misfires, an oversalted piece of fish, say, or a tough, overworked crust on an otherwise exemplary pizza topped with wild mushrooms, smoked gouda, truffle oil, and fresh herbs. Even so, One is an exciting addition to the local dining. In a world where old-fashioned gourmets are being joined by a growing number of modern foodies, Ingram is adept at satisfying both. Again, One received 4 stars, and they are located at 100 Meadowmont Village Circle in Chapel Hill, phone number 537-8207. The next review we're going to read is for a restaurant in Durham called the Bayou Cafe, and that's spelled B-E-Y-U, located at 335 West Main Street in Durham. Their phone number is 683-1058, and they received 3 stars. The moment you walk through the front door at Bayou Cafe, you come face to face with temptation. There, directly in front of you, is a pastry case whose shelves are laden with a rainbow assortment of locally baked pastries and cakes. Looking beyond, you see a coffee counter and a cozy bar that divides the space into 2 rooms, where leather couches and club chairs mixed in among the tables set a mood that's decidedly more coffee house or lounge than restaurant. In fact, it's all three, morphing from one to the other over the course of the day, from croissants, crepes, and caffeine in the morning, to cocktails, live jazz, and poetry slams after hours. Even during the dinner hour, though, coffee mugs and laptops are as common as forks and knives on the tabletops. Maybe you think you should just order a press pot and a pastry. Don't do it. Turn a deaf ear to the siren call of red velvet, caramel layer, and a Harvey Wallbanger cake, at least for the time being. They'll still be waiting for you after you've explored a dinner menu that offers plenty of savory rewards. That hasn't always been the case. For several months after Bayou Cafe opened in December 2009, the food was, to put it mildly, inconsistent. First-time restaurateur Dorian Bolden is evidently a quick study, though. By last August, he had lured Juan DiGiulio away from the kitchen of Vin Rouge. The new chef revamped the menu, jettisoning much of the original offering and replacing it with a selection of small plates and light entrees he calls medium bites that are well suited to the casual setting. The change is a boon for vegetarians. An entire small plates offering is meat-free, with options ranging from garlicky fries to a sampler of wilted spinach, rosemary roasted potatoes, and a medley of sautéed vegetables. Those craving animal protein can choose from a handful of salads, the Southwestern, say, topped with spicy roast chicken, or a chilled jumbo shrimp over mixed greens tossed in a Cajun remoulade, one of the several dishes that reflect Louisiana-born DiGiulio's earlier experience in a New Orleans kitchen. Under the medium bites heading, the eclectic offering is more or less evenly divided between vegetarian and carnivorous fare. At one end of the spectrum is a vegan mixed grill Napoleon, a tower of layered sweet potatoes, apples, and braised fennel rising out of a moat of yellow Thai curry. At the other, Jack Daniel's marinated steak kebabs are served over couscous with garnishes of onion chutney and tzatziki. In between, options include goat cheese quesadillas with or without chorizo, Cajun drunken shrimp, and juicy, crisp-skinned buffalo wings. But it's on a separate list of nightly specials where he really struts his stuff. A recent appetizer special showcased the chef's refreshing take on tostados de chabradas, crunchy tortillas topped with succulent shreds of beef, black beans, and fresh mozzarella, garnished with pineapple pico de gallo and avocado crema. The featured salad served up a crisp-skinned duck-like eye quarter over a mixed greens and a shallot citrus vinaigrette, showered with toasted walnuts, bacon, blue cheese crumbles, and snappy slices of Granny Smith apple. Most memorable of all, though, was the entree special, Catfish Bienvenue. DiGiulio does his Bayou Country background proud with a moist, clean filet blanketed in a shrimp and mushroom-studded bechamel, flanked with a textbook haircut verts and roasted potatoes. After you've cleaned your plate, Mother says, you may now have dessert. Mosey over to the pastry case if you'd like, but for my money, you'll be well advised to ask your server to bring back that list of nightly specials. There you're apt to find a silky cream brulee, surprisingly rich vegan chocolate mousse with a whipped coconut cream, and a first-rate bread pudding with rum cream and Jalisse. According to Bolden, the name of his restaurant is a play on his goal, to provide a place where, regardless of the time of day and regardless of who you are, you can feel free to be you. A little over a year after opening BU Cafe, he's well on his way to achieving that goal. Again, BU Cafe received 3 stars, located at 335 West Main Street in Durham, and their phone number is 683-1058. And this is from Quick Bites. So how's that New Year's resolution working out? Need a little help sticking to your pledge to eat healthier this year? Me too. Fortunately, I've come across a couple of new options that just might get us over the hump. Whole Foods Market has revamped its hot and cold food bars with a new program called Health Starts Here. Featuring foods made with no added salt, sugar, oils, or fats, the daily changing selection includes the likes of spicy lentil chili, mango edamame salad, beans and greens ragu, and salmon with green lentils and apples. The Chapel Hill store has dedicated an entire food bar to the concept, fittingly replacing the dessert bar, while other locations have incorporated Health Starts Here dishes into existing hot and cold bars. Look for the green and purple logo. The program's ambitious goal is to improve America's overall health, fight chronic disease, and increase longevity. If it helps us drop a few pounds in the process, that's just icing on the cake. In North Raleigh, Twisted Fork, a restaurant known as much for its desserts as its savory fare, has also turned over a new leaf. Four leaves, in fact, as in the number of lettuce options that are the foundation of the restaurant's extensive new salad bar. You can toss those greens with your choice of 9 house-made dressings and more than 30 toppings. That is, if you can resist filling your plate with a sampling of the restaurant's 24 signature salads, with options ranging from the classic world-off to Twisted Fork's popular grape and walnut-studded chicken salad to more exotic temptations such as soba noodle, smoked salmon, and vegetarian Thai salads, you'll want to watch your portions if you're serious about that New Year's resolutions. And, of course, there's still that tempting display of desserts to contend with. Oh, well, it looks like it's going to be a long winter. In the mood for Italian? These newcomers broaden your options considerably. In downtown Raleigh, longtime Cafe Luna chef Mario Zio Privilegi has struck out on his own with the opening of Blue in the historic Depot building, and that's located at 327-108 West Davy Street, and their phone number is 834-5707. He uses his native Livorno, a port city in Tuscany, as a springboard for diving into the Mediterranean with an offering that roams the coast from shrimp posillipo to salad niçoise. The chef sails to contemporary waters, too, with dishes such as mahi-mahi provençal and occasionally comes ashore with the likes of mushroom, sacchetti, and rack of lamb. The focus is on seafood, though, and is served in a setting with a nautical motif. In North Raleigh's rapidly filling Lafayette Village, Paparazzi lives up to its name with a flashy mix of traditional and trendy fare, served in a dramatic old world meets new world setting. And Paparazzi is located at 8450-B100 Honeycutt Road, and their phone number is 890-0412. The star-studded culinary cast includes a grilled ribeye drizzled with truffle oil, cipriano with saffron aioli and lobster garnish, and rigatoni and braised short rib tomato sauce with Sicilian sheep's milk ricotta and fried hot peppers. A wood-burning oven turns out pizzas with topping combinations ranging from potato, rosemary, and gaeta olives to guanciale, onion, gorgonzola, pear, and balsamic reduction. And the vibe is decidedly more casual at Mulberry Street Italian Kitchen in Wake Forest, and that's located at 2101 South Main Street. Their phone number is 554-3160. The menu is a bit more ambitious than the red sauce joint fare implied by the name. House-made pastas get top billing, with options ranging from meat lasagna to pappardelle with mushrooms and truffle oil to gnocchi with the choice of 3 sauces, tomato, bolognese, and pesto cream. Pizzas, New York-style, Sicilian, and loaded with cheese, Queen Sicilian, are also available. And this is also from Chew on This. Once again, it's that time of year when the experts, quotation marks optional, depending on whether you agree with them, of all stripes, make their predictions about coming trends. Let's take a peek into the crystal ball of the National Restaurant Association, which recently surveyed more than 1,500 chefs nationwide and published the results in the association's top 20 trends for 2011. Here are some highlights. The word of the year, evidently, is local. 4 of the top 20 included that word, including locally sourced meats and seafood and locally grown produce, which tied at number 1 with 86% of the chefs giving the nod. Hyperlocal, restaurants with their own gardens, for example, and locally produced wine and beer, also made the list. Sustainable and organic fared well, too, tallying a combined 3 entries on the list. No big surprise here, really. Unless your name is Rip Van Winkle, you're aware that the philosophies of local, organic, and sustainable produced food have been hot for several years now, and the trend shows no sign of letting up. Now, if you're looking for a really hot new trend, nutrition, especially for children, is coming on like gangbusters. Three of the top 20 are aimed at providing healthier fare for children, while a fourth broadens the focus to include the general population. Gluten-free food and being food allergy conscious at number eight on the list will come as good news to many. The chefs clearly have a fun side, too. Among their other predicted trends for 2011 are artisan cheeses, ethnic-inspired breakfasts, and newly fabricated cuts of meat, such as pork flat iron or the rabbit bacon I saw on a menu recently. The culinary cocktail made with savory or fresh ingredients is another trend with fun potential. I think I'll pass on the bacon essence vodka, though. And we finally have time for one more Quick Bites. Bob and Tom Nerito came from a long and distinguished line of New York bakers and pastry chefs. Their grandfather was in the business, and a highlight of their father's 60-year career was baking the New York-style cheesecake that was served at the wedding of Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow in 1966. It isn't surprising, then, when Bob Nerito moved to the South and opened New York Bagels and Deli with his wife, Joanne, in 2004, word spread like butter on a hot bagel that their shop was the real deal. Their authentically chewy, blistery-crusted bagels quickly earned a reputation as the best around. Homemade soups, right down to the dumplings in the chicken and dumpling soup, subs on house-baked bread and scratch-baked pastries, including Danish, New York crumb cake, and, of course, his dad's cheesecake, rounded out an offering that made the place a home away from home for displaced New Yorkers. Here, at last, was a place where chopped liver and cannoli were spoken fluently. Business was so good that Tom Nerito followed his older brother, opening a shop in Cary with his wife, Josephine, in 2005. The brothers kid each other about whose restaurant is better, but in my experience, the quality is equally high at both locations. The menus are for the most part the same, the biggest difference that the Cary Eatery serves the mile-high sandwiches in the style of the renowned Cardon Gay Deli. Bob Nerito raised the ante in 2009 when he opened his second shop in Wake Forest, which I haven't had a chance to visit, though I'd be surprised if it failed to measure up to the Nerito family standards. No word on whether Tom plans to see his brother's bid and raise him another location. If he does, you can bet bagels will be good, and that the New York-style cheesecake will be among the temptations in the pastry case. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen again, and we hope that you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.